This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
BFM 89.9, I'm Angeline Tay. Magic recently rolled out their second E at Stanford program, where a group of dynamic startups were selected for an exclusive week-long entrepreneurship program at Stanford University, followed by another week of networking in Silicon Valley. So to provide more insight to the E at Stanford program today, we have Hamyeon Han, the Program Director of Global and Regional Programs in Magic, and also Sean Lee, he's the co-founder of Milk a Deal Cashback. So Han, give us an overview of the E at Stanford program.
E at Stanford program is one of the three programs that we run with Stanford University for 3 years. It's part of our three-year collaboration with Stanford University. So for E at Stanford program, we are targeting businesses, entrepreneurs who have already launched their product and services in the market and is ready to take it to the next step. So we want to give them this platform to expose them to how things work globally and also help them to actually establish network with potential investors or partners that they could work with in future.
So what was the structure of the program like?
It's 1 week of classes in Stanford University, which includes also one-on-one coaching sessions with the mentors and also the final pitching sessions, and another week of networking with different companies in Silicon Valley. So the companies that we visited in Silicon Valley are of various stages. There are some startups who have just started doing their ideas, started executing, started validating where they are at. And we have startups who have already raised a few rounds of funding. And of course, we also visited some of the giant corporations such as Google and Facebook.
Mm-hmm. And in terms of the classroom programs, you know, what was being taught in the classroom?
We covered different teams of different stages in the life cycle of a startup. So we started with ideation, how does design thinking work, innovation and creativity. And then we move on to how do you find product market fit for your product and service. And then we move on to how do you raise in funding, finance, business model, and then last but not least, work on their pitching to investors.
Mm. And so, Sean, you're here. You were one of the lucky 22 startups who went to the Silicon Valley and also the Stanford University. First of all, just tell us a little bit about your company.
Well, we run Milk a Deal Cashback. It's an online cashback portal. So we actually pay people to shop online in a way. It's a bit like a cashback credit card, except you don't have to apply for a credit card. And the amount of cashback that we actually give on your online purchases is unlimited. So it's not, I think usually with credit card companies, they tend to put a cap on the amount of cashback that you can earn in a month. And it usually is restricted to a certain type of shopping, like your groceries or your petrol. Whereas for us, it's for most of your online shopping. So if you're buying stuff from, say, Agoda, Expedia, Lazada, Zalora, and all these big e-commerce players, you can actually get cashback through us.
Oh, how long has Milk a Deal been around?
We've actually been around for a long time. We're one of the oldest startups, I think. We've been around since 2011, actually, but we didn't start off as a cashback portal. We started off as a daily deal site. And at the start of this year, we actually changed our business model and converted it into a cashback portal. Yeah, because we couldn't compete with the big boys. So if you can't beat them, you're going to have to compliment them.
Right. And so a little bit about cashback. I think a lot of Malaysians are not familiar with this idea, right? So would that be your biggest challenge?
Yeah, I think the education part is something that we're actually working on right now, because a lot of people, they don't know where the money comes from. And, you know, and we've always been taught if it's too good to be true, then it is probably not. True. Well, in this case, actually, it's not really too good to be true, because we've actually struck deals with our online e-commerce partners. So we call them our partner sites. So people like the Agodas and all that, we work with them. And they will actually pay us a fee on every successful sale that that originates from us. And for example, if we get 10% of the purchase value, then we would give back, say, 7% back to the users as cashback, and we keep 3% as our revenue to obviously run our operations. So essentially, that's where the money comes from. And to educate people of where the money comes from is one. And the other thing is that to tell them that, hey, every time you need to start your shopping trip from milkadeal.com, because if you don't, then the system doesn't track it. And when the system doesn't track it, we cannot get the cashback for them. effectively. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, so why do you think that you were selected as one of the 22 startups to join the EAT Stanford program?
My good looks. No, I'm just kidding. basically, I think in terms of, we had to do a pitch I don't know. Well, you should be asking Han. You shouldn't be asking me.
If you want to answer.
Yeah, sure. So for the startups that we selected, there are two areas that we look at. The first one is definitely whether the idea is scalable, whether it's high growth, highly scalable, that it has the potential to grow outside of the region. And secondly, we also look at entrepreneurs. So some of them we invested in the individuals, not so much on the idea. So these are the two areas that we look at when we selected the 22 startups for the program.
Okay, so you're one of the lucky ones. So tell us, what are some of the unexpected key takeaways you took from the EAT Stanford program?
There was two that I thought of. The first one is actually with the culture. It's actually very different in terms of how these Americans or these people in the Silicon Valley, right, in particular, when they start a business, it's not about, oh, I want to make money. You know, it's about identifying a big problem. It's usually big problem, like how do I solve cancer, or how do I solve world poverty or world hunger?
And climate change.
Exactly. It's like really big issues. And the thing that I learned from that is also that actually, there is a distinction between a businessman and an entrepreneur. A businessman just makes money, lah, right? Whereas an entrepreneur is one that actually solves the world's big problems, regardless of how much it costs. So that's one thing. Then the other thing that I learned was actually with the practical applications of academic theories. So in uni, example, I learned this thing called the Porter's Five Forces. And the thing is that when I was learning it back in uni, right, you had to write some academic essay about the Porter's Five Forces, but you don't really know how it's being applied, you know. Whereas in that two-week program, what we actually learn in the classroom is also with the practical application. So, for example, with that Porter's Five Forces, right, you talk about Apple. How is it that they actually own the customers? If you were a customer, you can't go into a store and negotiate on your price, right? I want to pay less for my iPhone. No, you're not.
Yeah.
And also with the suppliers, they pretty much own their suppliers because they just have the bargaining power. There's no substitute products for their products because their technology is just more superior. And it's that kind of thing, with the practical applications. Because a lot of people think, oh, Stanford, oh, it's a university. What can a university actually teach?
Mm-hmm.
But we were actually taught by professors who invest in businesses. And they
run businesses.
Yeah. They run successful businesses, have had multiple successful exits, and sit on boards of other startups and bigger companies as well.
Okay. Do you have any advice for a future batch, you know, who wants to join the EAT Stanford program to prepare themselves?
Well, I think the first thing that they need to do is they need to apply for it when the program opens, because I'm pretty sure they get a lot of applicants every year. Mm-hmm. I think for next year, it's probably around middle of the year.
It will probably be around the same time as we had it this year. So we are looking at probably August, September. So application would probably open sometime in June.
Do your best at your pitch and keep your fingers crossed, legs crossed, eyes crossed.
What to be prepared of in terms of the pitch?
Some tips. I don't know if they're changing the format, but I think keep it simple, keep it relatable, because you don't have, with all most of these pitches, you don't really have a lot of time. So make sure you tell a good story and I guess be genuine, lah.
Mm. Han is like nodding his head, yes.
Yep. Yep. Definitely agree with Sean that be straight to the point during your pitch, because if we can't get what you're doing in the first 30 seconds, we will probably forget about you. And we do get a lot of applications. And for this year, we got over 150 applications, which is more than what we got last year. And from 150, we only cut it down to 70 who came in to pitch to us. And out of 70, we only selected 22. So I would say the competition is rather strong.
Okay, well, thank you so much for your time. I've been speaking to Sean Lee. He is the co-founder of Milkadeal Cashback, and also Ham Yeon Han. He's the program director of global and regional programs in Magic. We've been talking about the E at Stanford program, so do check them out at mymagic.my. I'm Angeline Tay, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.